What do a scavenger queen, dance battles, and an ancient library have in common? Absolutely nothing, other than my love for them. All this and more nerdy goodness coming up on this episode of Lasers and Lockets, the podcast that celebrates strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. This is episode 41. DJ Lee, cue the theme. Welcome back to the show. I'm your friendly neighborhood host, Lee. Tonight's episode is going to be a fun one, but before we get into the episode, let's run down a little bit of random and nerdy news. News. World of Warcraft, my longest played game, has a new expansion hopefully releasing later this year called Shadowlands. To get everyone prepared, a new book is being released by Penguin Random House and author Madeline Rue. The book will be titled Shadows Rising, and it's apparently a prequel to the new expansion. A link to the article will be in the show notes. Do you love Disneyland as much as I do? Do you love Disneyland food as much as I do? If so, Disney has released a series of their official park recipes to keep you satisfied until the park reopens. If you've ever wanted to make those glorious, glorious churros, or the grilled cheese sammies, I've got you covered. Check out their blog at the link in the show notes. Lastly, I am almost finished with our first official Lasers and Lockets book club book. As such, I'm planning to host some sort of live book club hangout on our official Instagram account, or perhaps somewhere else. I haven't quite figured that out yet. I figured Instagram Live might be the easiest way for us all to interact in a safe environment, and I may even invite a few of you into the live to share your thoughts about The We Free Men by Terry Pratchett. I'll announce the date and time on our Twitter and Instagram accounts as soon as I know, and I'll definitely remind you guys as well. I can't wait to have our first book club meeting. Okay, on with the show. Tonight's episode, I really just wanted to chat with you all about what I'm currently enjoying in the world of television and film, and keep it casual. Light, if you will. How are you all doing? Are you doing well? You can't tell, but I'm sitting here very intently ready to listen to all of you. Anyway, I would like to inform you that I have been getting very skilled with chopsticks. I've also been sort of studying my French again, and I'm crushing it on Duolingo. I've also done an interpretive reading of a book for my family. Oh, and I've gotten very skilled with building Apple shortcuts on my iPad. What kind of random skills or core adventures have you been having in your homes? I'm always so curious about how other people live, so I'd love to hear what you guys have been up to on our Twitter or on our Discord server, whichever you prefer. That's probably why I love Instagram live videos. It's a way for me to see and hear what my favorite humans are up to. Let's head on to tonight's topic, though. The first show that I wanted to talk about is one that came completely out of left field for me, and I love it. The series is a sci-fi channel series called Vagrant Queen. The series is pretty incredible. It has an all-female writer's room, and I believe this season has an entirely female director lineup. The series is about a queen, Alita, who has been on the run for years after escaping the assassination of her royal family by a rebel organization called the Republic. Alita teams up with a human named Isaac. You might recognize him from Wynonna Earp. He's our beloved Tim Rosen. As well as a super awesome mechanic named Amay. Amay? Amay. Sorry, I don't know why that sounds so weird. Amay. Anyway, we're only 3 episodes into the series, and it's being moved from Friday nights to Thursday nights, so keep that in mind. It kind of concerns me a little bit because sometimes sci-fi does that before they cancel a series, but I really hope they give it a chance and renew it for a second season. It's the right mix of humor, kick-ass women, action, and quirkiness that tends to do really well on the channel. I also love the freeze frame fight sequences. Try saying that 5 times fast. Freeze frame fight. Freeze frame fight. Anyway, I honestly don't know what that's called in cinematography terms, but it looks so freaking cool when it's happening. Alita and Ame. Is that her name? I really am going to have to check that again. Ame. I think it's Ame. Anyway, Alita and Ame immediately have an incredible chemistry, and I already love each and every one of them in their own way. Alita is tough and feisty and a bit of a loner who was taught to never trust anyone, but you start to see her walls come down. The opening sequence to the series had me hooked right away when she took out two thugs trying to rob her, and she was just mildly annoyed that she got blood on her new blaster. It was pretty awesome. Ame comes off as sort of naive, but super intelligent. Her sense of humor is a ton of fun, and she gets the team out of so many scrapes, and it's only three episodes in. I can't wait to see what they do with her character. We'll have a full episode on this series once season one is over, for sure, whether they get renewed or not. May there also be a second season. Okay. So this next series is a Hulu original series. It's called Utopia Falls. The premise of the series is actually really quite fun. It's set in a future in a colony created after what I can only imagine would be an apocalyptic event. This group of teenagers is selected every year to participate in what can only be described as the Hunger Games of arts competitions. These teens are selected for their prowess in singing, dancing, playing an instrument, etc. Some of them find this secret library outside the walls of the city that contains historical cultural items from our time, like music, art, books, and the library's sentient being, if you will, is Snoop Dogg. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. The creator is probably one that you've heard of before, Joseph Malozzi. He's probably best known for the Stargate series, but I think he also wrote one of my favorite cheesy series in Canada, The Lost World, which I think I talked about in a previous episode. But he was also the co-creator of the Dark Matter comic book series, and that was made into the awesome TV series Dark Matter, which we discussed back in episode 36 of this podcast. If you want to go back and listen to something after this episode, pop back and check that one out. It was a lot of fun. I've only just begun to scratch the surface of this series, but I really like the premise of it. I didn't think I would like it because it's about teenagers, and I'm way beyond that now, but I think it has a lot of potential. If I end up really liking it, I'll definitely do a full episode on it. It seems like it has some super interesting female characters, and who doesn't love a little post-apocalyptic utopian dance battle? Other than those two series, I, of course, have been watching some non-fantasy and sci-fi series as well. I've been really into Killing Eve. Do you guys watch that too? The third season just began and it is killer. Get it? Killer? Assassin? Well, at least I find myself funny. Anywho, I've been watching that and just a few other things like Young and the Restless, of course. Side note on that. Cameron Grimes and Kate Fairbanks did an hour-long Instagram live Q&A last week, and it was glorious. I watched it while I was working that afternoon, and I have to admit, I got a little teary-eyed after because I felt like I wasn't alone for a whole hour. It felt like I was just sitting there with some friends chatting and laughing, and I haven't laughed that hard in quite a while. I deeply appreciate who they are as people, and they are legitimate nerds too. At one point, Cameron showed her like collection of, I guess it wasn't a collection, but her Hobbit collector's vinyl. Anyway, I was like, whoa, super nerd. I've also been watching Dr. Oakley, Yukon Vet. You guys, if you're not watching that series on Disney+, it is such a great series to get your mind off things if you're stressed or anxious. Dr. Oakley is hilarious. I love seeing all the handsome dogs and baby musk oxen. Oxen, yeah, that's the right word. Especially, like, the ones named Guacamole. And then there's also the dog, who stole a pot brownie and was just chilling in a snowbank watching the Northern Lights. The series is a ton of fun, and I'd highly recommend it if you have a chance to watch it. All right, I guess that brings us to the question of the episode, gentle listeners. Like I said before, I'd love to hear what you guys are doing. at home? What kind of cool skills have you learned? What kind of Corran adventures have you had? I'd also like to hear what sci-fi and fantasy series or movies that you've been loving recently. Let's chat over on our Twitter, @laserslockets, with the hashtag LLQOE. Or you can catch us on our Discord server. The link is in the show notes. And that'll be it for this episode of Lasers and Lockets. We'll be back here in a couple of weeks with a full episode. Until then, please, please stay safe. Reach out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while and see what they're up to. And please, please know that you're not alone. I'm here for you, and so are so many other people in this world. Oh, and if you find a robot being treated as a waiter in a karaoke battle to the death, please rescue it. It just might save your life later on. Get your nerd on and be awesome. All right.